Pesachim Perek Tes Mishnah Beis. Ezi Derech Rechoka. So what is this shear of Derech Rechoka that we said that one is potter from Karis if he's there, if he's far enough, if he's too far away from being by the Beis HaMikdash on Erev Pesach? Min hamodim v'luchutz uchemidas l'chol ruach. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says that if a person is from the city of Modin and outside, the city of Modin was 15 mil outside Yerushalayim and also in every direction. So that would be 15 mil in every direction. That would be considered derech rechoka. Now, how long does it take to travel 15 mil? So the Rav explains that it would take from the time of Netz Hachama, sunrise, until Bein Harbaim, which is the time that to be makriv of the carbon. Taisis Antiv explains that really midiraisa you can be makriv of the carbon after. So on a day of Tishrei and Nisan, like the Rav brings, where the nights and the days were equal, let's say sunrise was 6 o'clock and sunset was 6 o'clock p.m., midiraisa, be able to makriv after chatzos, we still wait till, in that case, 12:30, because of discrepancies that may happen or mistakes. But it sounds like it would be a 6-hour travel. So if a person is outside this area, on Erev Pesach, that's called being in a derech rechoka. Now, what time of the day, Erev Pesach, does one have to be far away to be considered Derech Rechoka? In other words, the question is if what if one would get to Har HaBayis an hour before the whole thing is done? In other words, he's not there at the beginning. He's not there by 12:30, but he is there by 5 o'clock, let's say. So there is a little bit of time. Is that still considered Derech Rechoka? Now, the interesting thing to note is the Rav brings that Modim, this 15 mil, the way we figure out how long it takes, the example he uses is from Netz Hachama until Bein Harbaim. L'chori could have also said from Chatzos until Shkia Sachama, if the whole point is that you have to get there before the end. The Rambam actually learns that in order to be considered Derech Rechoka, to be Pater, if you can't get to the Har HaBayis right at the beginning of the time of the Shechit of the Karban Pesach, then that's considered Derech Rechoka, and then you're Pater. And then it would make sense why the Rav is using the calculation method of Netz until Bein Arbayim, because once you're not there Bein Arbayim, you're Pater. So according to the Rambam, if it's after Netz Hachama, after sunrise, and you're still past Modin, you would be considered Derech Rechoka, even if you're going to get there a few hours before Pesach starts and you still have time for the Karban Pesach. However, other Rishonim, Rashi, and the Rav himself is going to be mashma this way very shortly, they hold that you would just need to get there in time to do the Karban Pesach. However, if you're far away, that you can't get there, if you're in Modin, however, it's after Chatzos Hayom, and you're still past Modin, so by the time you get to Yerushalayim, 6 hours later, it's going to be sunset, and you're not going to be able to be makriv of the Karban Pesach. That's called Derech Rechoka. So according to them, Derech Rechoka means that you're too far away to get back to Har HaBayis to be able to be makriv of the Karban Pesach, even one of the last stragglers. That's called Derech Rechoka. Not like the Rambam, where if you don't even make the beginning, you're also Pater. So now the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Eliezer Amar Miskupas Hazara V'lochutz. Rabbi Eliezer says that Derech Rechoka, we know from the previous Mishnah, that Derech Rechoka has a nafkamina between that and other onsim. That if a person is Derech Rechoka and he doesn't bring a Pesach Sheni, he's Pater from Karis. Masha Enkin other onsim. So Rabbi Eliezer says that Derech Rechoka could even mean that even if you're past the threshold of the Azara and beyond, that's still considered Derech Rechoka. So like the Rav points out, if a person, let's say, was sick and he was just outside the Azara but he couldn't make it in, that's called Derech Rechoka. That's why the Torah, there's a dot by the hay that says, not because this is really far away, he's not far away. He can even be from the threshold of the Azara and beyond. So what's this nekuda on the hay? So the Rav brings that he heard that it means hay. The reason there's a dot there is because it's 5 amas outside the Azara, like the letter hay, 5, that even if you're only that far out, that's called Derech Rechoka. Or like Tiferes Yisrael says that the Nekuda can almost be like Rabbi Yossi saying to erase the word Rechoka, that's why there's a dot there. Or like the Taisi Zanta brings the Yerushalmi, that the dot by the hay is to erase just the hay, and Rechoka, which usually is describing a place, as one would say Derech Rechoka, if there's a dot there and you take out the hay, it would be Rechok, and it's not going on Derech anymore, rather, it's going on Ish, Ish Rechok, Ve'ein Derech Rechoka, meaning if the person is far away, even though if he's physically close by, he's right outside the Askupa Zazara, nevertheless, he's still very far away because he can't get there. So that's why it's a Lashon Zachar of Rechok, because it's going on Ish. And the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva.